It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This Veterans Day, a troupe of musicians, historians, and theater artists in Wisconsin will put on a multimedia rock and roll history show about Wisconsin and World War I. The group Mobilize the Poets was created to honor the lives of everyday people who have lived through extraordinary times. Their first show is called The Foe and the Fallen, Stories from the Greatest War. It will play at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on November 11th, and they're hoping to tour the show around the state in the near future. Here's a taste of one of the songs, Ken Fitzsimmons in the WPR studio performing She Works on Cars, about women working at jobs vacated by men called up for service in the war.
And she'll take your cash, give a ticket in a flash, send a telegram home. She'll operate the phone, get up early with the cows, grind the metal for the plows, load the cargo on the boat, but she doesn't get to vote. Do you think he sees her there? Do you think he is aware? Do you think he noticed if she's gone?
Ken Fitzsimmons is a co-founder of the Irish rock group The Kissers. He's also founder, writer, and performer with Mobilize the Poets. And Jason Fassel is a lighting designer with his company Anti-Shadows Theatrical Design. He does design, lighting, and production management for the project. And they spoke last week with Rob Ferret.
You created, Ken, Mobilize the Poets to put on rock and roll history shows in Wisconsin, starting in Madison, maybe more to come. Give us a sense of the origins of this idea.
So it all started in 2018 when we put on a show called The Greatest War, World War I, Wisconsin, and Why It Still Matters. A couple of my friends, John Wedge and Sean Michael Dargan, along with Jason Fassel, we put together this rock and roll history show to commemorate the 100th anniversary of World War I. And it was music and imagery and reading of quotes.
And you're telling stories in, this is The Foe and the Fallen. I've talked to you about this when it came out as an album. What kind of stories are you telling about Wisconsinites who were in the Great War, in World War I?
Well, in The Foe and the Fallen, this show is the Kissers' portion of The Greatest War. So, of course, as we talked, we recorded the album, and we then put this back into the rock and roll history format. So we will tell stories about Wisconsinites who served in the war, who worked, and who resisted.
And Jason, this is, you know, there's a band up here playing, but there's more than that. There's a strong visual production element. Tell us about your vision for this project and what we'll see if we go to the show.
Yeah, we conceived the piece to be a visual spectacle, like a rock show, but with a historical element. So instead of just, you know, stock rock and roll footage behind a rock band, you know, we're doing, Ken has all this historic society imagery that we are putting behind the band, and we're timing out many of the lighting cues with the visuals of the projections and the slides, and some of the, you'll see a name scroll of everyone who passed in from Wisconsin in World War I. And as that scrolls across the screen, the lighting will do a motion very similar and complement that motion in a vertical fashion, or sometimes in a horizontal fashion. But yeah.
So Ken, what is it about this live show format that lends itself to history? Because we read a lot of history, or I do anyway, and there are history documentaries. What is it about this format that you love to tell these stories of Wisconsin?
Well, that's a great question, because I see it as a retelling, maybe a reimagining in a sense of how we can experience the stories of the past, also known as history. And what it is it hits you in different ways, right? As Jason was saying, we have this visual sense, literally seeing these images towering over the band of people who lived 100 years ago. Then you have, of course, the music, which has the ability to, you know, bypass your brain, right, and speak directly to your heart and to your soul. And that immersive experience combined with a focus on connecting with people. I like to say I'm not trying to even teach history. I'm just trying to build connection. And that connection can be across time. You can feel connected to somebody who lived 100 years ago. And so it's a new way of experiencing history or people's stories.
Right. And Ken, yeah, I think about this. You know, you could read a book about World War One and how the politics broke down and the leaders tried to rush into war or avoid it. You are really trying to bridge that human story and help people feel like what it would have been like for a Wisconsinite, say, to deploy to France. Why is that such an important part of understanding history for you?
Well, that's a great point. And so the mission of Mobilize the Poets is to celebrate everyday people who have lived through extraordinary times, right? And that's something that we can certainly relate to now, but can relate to in many times. And so for me, learning this history is healing. When I see that others have struggled or stepped up and done something extraordinary, I feel less alone in my own world and in my own struggles, realizing that I share it with people across time.
And Jason, as you're putting together the visuals, as you mentioned, you've got this Wisconsin Historical Society and I think veterans material that Ken pulled together. And I imagine you had to spend a lot of time with these pictures and the stories attached to them. Did you feel connected to these people that you were ultimately putting on stage behind Ken and the band?
I think that the Wisconsin connection is what makes this piece so special and what really connects us to our audience and what our story with Mobilize the Poets is all about. The human connection and the Wisconsin connection, I think, is very important to our audience and to our story.
And Ken, I keep meaning to ask, where did this name Mobilize the Poets come from?
So I've been working on another show that comes after The Foe and the Fallen about the year 1919. And while working on that, I learned about the independence of Ireland, which gets declared in January of 1919. And the interim president of Ireland at that time is in jail as a political prisoner because they're a rebel government. And while he's there, he sends a memo to the other members of the Irish Doyle, the Irish Parliament, and he tells them to go to France, where the peace conference is happening, and talk to everyone you can to recognize the sovereignty of Ireland. And he lists all these specific things, talk to these senators, talk to these diplomats, and then further down he says, mobilize the poets. Perhaps Yeats can use his muse for Ireland now.
We're talking to Ken Fitzsimmons, founder, writer, and performer with Mobilize the Poets. He created to put on rock and roll history shows here in Wisconsin. And his partner on this, Jason Fassel of Anti-Shadows Theatrical Design. He does the design, lighting, and production management for Mobilize the Poets. Jason, I understand you and Ken have known each other for a good long time now. Started working together on projects as early as eighth grade. What did that look like? What kind of shows were you two putting on then?
Yeah, I had heard I'd known Ken from in junior high, and Ken was forming a rock band, and I wanted nothing more than to be a part of a rock band. And I am a fairly horrible percussionist, drummer, and I asked if I could be the drummer, and Ken said, oh my God, oh no, we have Jamie. We have Jamie Ryan playing drums. And I was like, oh, Jamie's the best in the whole world. So Ken, what can I do to help out? And so that was my transition into becoming a theater technician. And I have stayed in that career path ever since. I have been doing technical theater from that point forward. At that time, I learned how to set up the audio rig and mix audio. And, you know, my dad and I built some switch boxes for lights and running orange extension cords for lights many, many decades ago. And Ken and I have been doing, I've been lighting Ken ever since. So it's been 30 some years of lighting, almost 40 years, I guess, of lighting Ken on stages around around the state.
Ken, this is more ambitious than my junior high band was, for sure. I'm glad the internet wasn't around then. But did this, did having Jason and this visual element to your shows shape how you thought about performances and what a band could do beyond we're on a stage? You know, maybe we could be on a stage and having this incredible visual story of World War One history.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've, as a musician, I've always kind of been a playing musician, meaning like, you know, give me the songs, give me the part, I'm going to play it. And thought less as a songwriter, even though I've written songs for a long time. And instead of a show being just a set of tunes, you know, which is fun to do. Like, you can be on stage and like, oh, let's call this tune, we'll call this tune, let's go. This is a show from beginning to end. And that is what Jason has really helped me with. You know, and that's that combining of the at least for me, it's the combining of the theater world with the music world, that we're going to put on a performance. And from the moment we hit that stage, the moment we're done is one full experience.
Jason, it's one thing to light a middle school band. Your storytelling in this show, in The Foe and the Fallen here, how did you work with the band to coordinate the visuals, the images, and the way you tell that visual side of the story in this performance?
Yeah, each song has its own color palette and its own tempo and its own feel, and I use that those emotional responses that I get from listening to the songs to create the visuals. And then I accentuate the dramatics and the dynamics of the song as we pass through the song. And then I try to work with Ken to make sure that the whole evening has an arc, and that the beginning relates to the end, and that we work from a beginning point to an ending point through each song, but also through the entire evening.
Now, Ken, we've got the performance coming on Veterans Day, of course, and you're hoping, this isn't locked down yet, you're hoping to take this on the road and perform elsewhere in Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is this show on November 11th is a launching of Mobilize the Poets as this new arts organization, and it's equally a launching of The Foe and the Fallen. This is our premiere of this redux show of The Greatest War, and then our next step is to travel it around Wisconsin and the Midwest.
And staying with the future now, you've got a sequel planned already. After the war, you mentioned 1919. Well, a lot of stories to tell. There are people coming back home from Europe and the war, the influenza outbreak, economic dislocation and disruption. How are you going to narrow it down? What kind of stories are you looking to tell there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And if you don't mind, I'm going to back up just for a second.
Sure.
Because I wanted to share a little bit more about the foundation of Mobilize the Poets, because it's kind of wrapped up in that show, which is, you know, I had a big life experience when my father passed away in 2020. And he and I were very close. And after that happened, I had this, you know, moment of what do I want to do with the rest of my precious time here on Earth? And as I looked back at The Greatest War and saw the huge impact on people, I realized this is work I wanted to continue. And so we actually discussed, Sean and John and I discussed, and Jason a little bit, what the next thing might be. And we tossed some ideas around but didn't really settle on anything together. And that's when I landed on 1919. And I read a book about it called Savage Peace by Anne Hagedorn. And yes, what you just said is, the more I read, the more I was sort of, my jaw was kind of just hanging open as I read about it. So just an example of a few things that happened in 1919. There are mass deportations without due process, what will be later called the Palmer Raids. There are there's a huge fight for women's rights as they're fighting for the right to vote. And other rights. There are a number of race riots that year when African-American soldiers come home and have just been trained to fight and now are no longer going to violent actions happen against them, they start fighting back. And this is all happening after a global pandemic.
So you're saying it sounds familiar, or some familiar themes in some ways?
I mean, you know, so what I do is just sort of say the things as they happen and let the audience decide whether or not those themes seem familiar.
Jason, you've worked with American Players Theater and other groups. The mission of Mobilize the Poets, what has that meant to you? What do you take away from the wider goal that Ken's been talking about here?
I think my whole career is about storytelling and experiencing, having our audiences experience other stories. And as Ken just said with 1919 Project, how the themes are relative from 100 years ago to today. And I think the empathy and the exposure to those stories throughout time are what we do in theater, and what the plan and the scope of Mobilize the Poets is, to reach a greater audience with these stories.
And we'll leave it there. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Ken, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much, Rob.
Ken Fitzsimmons and Jason Fassel are with the group Mobilize the Poets, and they spoke with Rob Ferret.